This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About what you want from your United States senator, the lone representative of North Dakota's congressional delegation that is a Democrat, someone that is currently advocating against what the president and the Republican majorities in the House and Senate are trying to do to end Obamacare and fix a system that is in a death spiral, where deductibles are going up and costs are going up and everything else. If you call this program with your comment, it will be heard by Senator Heidi Heitkamp. She's not here. She's not doing any town halls on this. She's using a political tactic where you find anecdotal stories and exploit, unfortunately, the misfortune of some family members with health issues as a political pawn, which really I don't like. I mean, it's one thing to say, if you have this condition and, you know, this new system is in place, here's what will happen, that's fine. But to say, you know, look at this person here, and oh, they're suffering, and put them on Facebook, and but then avoid people that would say, hey, I didn't like Obamacare, right? And some people like it. We have trouble finding them, but I'm sure there are some people who like it, and that's fine. They can call, too. You can call right now and say, hey, keep doing what you're doing, Senator Heitkamp. We love you. You're wonderful. But because of the fact that I believe you're being poorly served by your United States senator, I don't think we can be silent anymore to say, you know, we'll mention it here briefly once in a while, but if I went back and look at the calendar, I'd probably find 100 different invites for her to come on this program. Now we just have a standing invite in to say, you tell us when it works for a time, and they don't do it, which means they don't want to talk to you. They know the questions that are going to come in are going to be ones that are probably the majority of which would be at odds with their political persuasion of, you know, the left-leaning liberal views that Senator Heidi Heitkamp has espoused for a long time, her entire career. And that has happened a few times that she has come on the program. And I guess it's been a little uncomfortable. I see her as, you know, having a lot of tenacity, so I don't see why she would have a problem with that. But I guess the stage stuff is better than we don't know what they're going to ask stuff. Guess what? When you're a United States senator, you get the honor, and it is an honor, of talking to people, real people, average, everyday folks like in this audience, not knowing what they're going to ask you. That's why you are a United States senator. Okay? So, we'll try that today. It's one of the things that I wanted to find out was on your mind related to Senator Heidi Heitkamp, specifically to this health care issue, and what you want her to know, what you'd like her to answer. But it doesn't have to be about that issue. There's a lot of issues out there. We're going to talk to Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour, Talk Radio Town Hall, every Wednesday, 1 hour, your questions, any and all, not screened, don't know what's coming. That's service. That's public service. That's how you do it. Senator Hovind does the same thing. Governor Burgum does the same thing. Every time we ask, have never been told no by any of them. Ever. Got to make the schedule work. So, you know, it isn't, you know, something where if I called this second, they said, okay, you know, can you come on? Oh, they won't come on. No, you know, got to be reasonable about it. But I want to know, what do you want Senator Heitkamp to hear? 2580550 is the local number. 701-258-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. How about suggestions related to the drought situation and what could be done there? That's one example of some things that are front burner right now. There are many things, many. But there's another one. Somebody asked last week about the sugar deal. Have you got a specific question there? Lay it on me. Bring them on. And welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Hope you had a fabulous 4th of July Independence Day celebration. I did because I had the great honor of being here behind the microphone talking to members of the North Dakota National Guard serving overseas. Gosh, that was fun. It really was. And it makes going to the lake and taking in the fireworks and firing up the grill for some brats. I don't feel guilty about that. Then okay, if I properly thank the people who are defending that freedom, fighting for that independence in harm's way as we speak, then I feel like I can go have a grand time. So that was a lot of fun. Todd, is the masseuse team done with your cankles? Ankles?
my cankles. Yeah. Hey, I managed 2 years in a row now to not stumble trying to go 100 yards in high heels. I think that's moral victory right there.
So you're good?
I'm good. Now, we all have our individual way of celebrating our nation's independence, and that's apparently become mine.
I love it.
Which all started on a dare from Eugene Grainer.
All Eugene's fault, huh?
Well, he right as we're going to get him on with his, you know, inside the numbers report that he does every day. He said, before I get started, I want to put this on you. And I thought, well, I'm not going to leave that on the table. Sure, let's do it. So, and I plan on doing it every year.
So hope you had fun on the 4th, whatever you did, if you were in the stiletto race or just at the lake or just enjoying yourself. I love the small town celebrations. I saw some fun stuff on Facebook from folks yesterday in Watford City having a great time. You know, it's just, it's America. It is America. I pulled up in the pontoon yesterday to the sand barn, told Marie and the kids, I said, that right there, that's America. That's America. You know, you just, it's Independence Day and you're going to throw down an anchor and hit the sandbar. I mean, I just plop Amen. Down and be cool. I love it. So much fun. Texter says, Scott, your opinion. What do you think of Heidi Heitkamp's chances of getting reelected? Honestly, I don't think she has much of a chance. But there are the googly-eyed Dems out there. Well, there always will be the googly-eyed Democrats out there. The problem for the Democrats is in North Dakota they can meet in a phone booth, meaning there's not a lot of them. The phone booth is small. Todd, did you get the analogy?
Oh, yeah.
Not a concern. She has to appeal to more folks. She won by a very small amount of votes last time. I think here's the problem with Senator Heitkamp. I think there's a couple things from what I can gather from many different sources. One, she's not 100% sure she likes doing this. I think she likes being senator. I think she, but I think some of the things that come with it, the back and the forth and you know, now in minority, that's not a lot of fun. Okay. On the other hand, you get a lot of pressure from family and the party and, you know, you're it. You're the Democratic, if not you, who, right? So if she doesn't run, it's just like, okay, the Democratic Party in North Dakota that's already on life support is toast. Pull the plug. You know what I mean? So that's sort of the pressure on her. Donald J. Trump is not unpopular in North Dakota. Okay, his favorables versus his unfavorables, I don't know what the numbers are, but obviously it's a state that would be in favor of Donald Trump doing what he's doing to fix America. Well, that's at odds with her, so that, you know, anytime she goes against Trump, which is often, she's at odds with that number. So I don't think her numbers are doing real well at all. I think that's why you're seeing television ads ready. You'd never see ads this early if she was doing well. So her poll numbers, if the election were today, would you vote for her? Not good. And there's been a number of those in the field. So I don't think there's much joy in Mudville in the Heitkamp camp right now. And I think there's one way she could change that, and that is to put herself out there, not in the usual political gamesmanship of hiding and saying, I'm going to go to a meeting here, take a picture, and act like I'm doing something, but actually get in front of people. Get in front of people, talk to people, come on shows like this, and go out there and take this head on. Take it head on. But she can't do it hiding. Now, here, folks, is something I'm going to say that's going to be critical of the Republican Party in North Dakota that I want you to listen very closely for. The Republican Party in North Dakota has been worthless. All capital letters, worthless, in its opposition to Senator Heidi Heitkamp. They want to play nice, okay? They're incompetent in addressing issues that North Dakotans and Republicans don't like about what she stands for, just simply pointing out, hey, we don't agree with that, and here's what we're for. They're terrible at it. So it's going to be up to you and I, real people, to say, what is going on here? And on healthcare, that's one area you can do it. You specifically can say, I want to know this from her. I want her to do that. Here's what makes me, you know, make your voice heard. It's the only way it's going to be done. My thoughts. Welcome yours. 258-0550. We'll continue.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Joe Morgan of Castleton. Join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. as we connect kids with agriculture. This event, sponsored in part by the North Dakota Soybean Council, will include hands-on demonstrations, zookeeper and crop talks, and kids' activities surrounding farm activities. Local entertainment, Penny and Pals, will get kids up and moving with upbeat songs that have a message about agriculture. Enjoy a barbecue lunch surrounded by tractors and other farm equipment. The Children's Farm at the Red River Zoo in Fargo educates families about agriculture and provides kids and adults the opportunity to interact with animals commonly found on farms and see North Dakota crops growing firsthand. Again, be sure to join us at the Agriculture Adventure Day at the Red River Zoo in Fargo on July 22nd as we connect kids with agriculture.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I got a call from my brother the other day. He lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sidekick, Scotty Bell's known as Wilma Flintstone. How come she was in Scalettos running that race? Yeah, but put that on
the air,
man.
So I'm Barney Rubble and you're Wilma now, okay.
How does that work? Yeah, I don't know if there's something we didn't know, but wasn't it Fred and Wilma and Barney and...
Well, I know he thinks I laugh like Barney Rubble. I just didn't know you became Wilma.
What are stilettos, by the way?
If anything, you're Fred, because Wilma would have the stilettos already.
Stilettos or skelettos?
Or whatever. Yeah. Well, I'm thinking he probably doesn't have a pair either. Technically, I don't, because they have to be 4 inches or longer, and mine are higher, rather, and mine are only 3.5. So I was informed that if I won the race, I would not be able to accept the trophy. I reassured them that, one, there's no danger of me winning the race, and two, I'll be happy to hand it over.
All right, back on the program, What's on Your Mind? We want to know what's on your mind, 800-228-0550. I'm talking a little bit about, I'm asking you. If you think, maybe I have this all wrong. I don't want to assume that what I'm surmising here is correct. So let me back up. I don't believe Heidi Heitkamp, for a U.S. senator, has been anywhere near accessible enough. We don't get a chance to ask her questions directly. So, for instance, on this effort to repeal and replace Obamacare, something she was part of supporting, cheerleading, jumping up and down as being so great, and then a death spiral occurs and people lose coverage and they lose their doctor and deductibles soar, and it's just a total nightmare. She's arguing in favor of keeping that, okay? Now, I think that's crazy, myself, but you don't get a chance to talk to her about it, or anything else for that matter. That, to me, seems to be her poorly serving you, okay? Am I wrong? Am I missing it? Do you feel like you've gotten all you need from Senator Heidi Heitkamp? Maybe. That's fine, too. Tell me. I want to know. But if you're with me and believe that she hasn't been answering the questions from folks and dealing with real issues, not playing partisan politics for Chuckie Schumer, my goodness, that Iran deal? Remember the bags of money? She voted for the bags of money to go to Iran from the Obama administration. You can't make that up. Cheerleading Obamacare? You can't make that up. But you tell me. If you're just fine with it, you're boring me, leave it alone. She's doing a great job. Just give her a grade. How's she doing? I guess we can sum it up that way and not have a sense of where you're at. 800-228-0550. Put it on your speed dial. Or 258-0550 is the local telephone number. You can also text us, and they're piling in here, 701-367-2054 or 226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by our friends. I mentioned earlier that July 4th, Independence Day celebration in Watford City was fantastic. The fun continues Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the McKenzie County Fair. Rodeo, demolition derby, the carnival and 4-H demonstration, animal shows, and a parade, and they do it upright. So get that on your calendar for the weekend coming up in Watford City. You'll find a great place to stay at a great deal in Watford City. You've heard me say it's not the same, it's better, right? Well, now you can see it for yourself. And the great deal I'm talking about, invite you to see Watford City for yourself. So much to do, so much to see, great places to stay. Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites all have an incredible deal. I have to tell you, I've stayed all over the country, and the hotels there are as nice as anywhere. They really are. I mean, save for, I guess, the W in downtown Minneapolis or something, it's as nice as anything in Fargo. It's as nice as anything in, most of the Twin Cities. They're very nice facilities, beautiful, new. If you use the promo code Best of the West when you call any of those facilities, Best of the West, you get 10% off their best deal, and you get an exclusive coupon book. Good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center in that great water park. Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. Trust me. I'm not kidding. All right, couple of texts here. 7 years and still nothing to replace. Republicans can't govern. Nothing to replace. Did this person's newspaper miss them? Did we not have a vote? It's passed the House. It's in the Senate right now to replace. First repeal, then replace. I think we have. I'll save that one for Congressman Cramer. Another. Tell Heidi after the election, welcome to being a non-elected citizen. Is that what we are? Are we all non-elected citizens? Text. Hi, Todd. Please have Scott tell Heidi to try to get the rest of the Democrats to stop being obstructionist and work for the people, not just the party. I think that would be a sentiment for a lot of folks. You can detect this party stuff a mile away. You can smell it so easily. So I agree. Texter says, Heidi will be in Bowman on Thursday for a town hall, according to our local paper. Maybe you guys should visit. Mike from Bowman. Interesting. We didn't get that press release. Todd, did you get that press release about Bowman, and do you have anything on that? Todd,
I'll double check. I don't remember seeing that, but I'll double check.
We'll find some details on that, and appreciate you calling, Mike, or texting and letting us know. Typically how it works is they call something a town hall, announce it a few short days before, and then after the fact say, no, we did a town hall. Yeah, we were in Bowman, when nobody knew about it. Right? And they're hoping for the smallest crowd possible. Byron Dorgan was classic at this. He would, put these out right before, go to a little fire hall. I remember I'll never, ever, as long as I live, forget the look he gave me. This was when Obamacare was being debated, and he was championing Obamacare. Thanks, Byron. Thanks, Heidi, for that, by the way. And we got wind of it, announced it, where he was going to be, what time he was going to be there. The place was literally jammed. They had to move the fire trucks out of the fire hall. And nobody was there saying, good job, Byron. Yeah, we want that Obamacare. Classic. Wadena, Minnesota. Scott, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just had a comment when it regards to sanctuary cities. And you can ask on your town hall coming up if you could. Wouldn't they be able to somehow use the 14th Amendment, Section 3, when it comes to public officials not following federal law?
Yeah, some recourse to do it. That was, write that down so I have the exact language. Tell me the code again.
14th Amendment, Section 3, talks about anybody holding a public office.
Not following the law.
Correct.
Yeah, holding. Interesting. I'll ask Congressman Cramer about that. Sanctuary cities is another one we need to deal with, too, and we'll do that coming up. Scott, appreciate the call. Sorry, up against the brakes. We've got to go. Other calls, welcome. 800-228-0550. We found the thing on Bowman. It's not a town hall. It's just specific to some other topics. We'll tell you about it coming up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause. And a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Sons, one of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind, started in 1908. What a great story that is. And, of course, the little plumber, remember, the high-quality plumbing, the heating, the air conditioning is something, folks, Bismarck was built on that, Mandan was built on that. And it grew and grew and grew, and now all across North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, they're providing mechanical contractor services. That link service contractor feature that they have at H.A. Thompson, something you need to know about. Find out more at hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. All right, back with more of your calls, 800-228-0550. Call or call during the break to ask about a particular story that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. President Trump did tweet here recently about it. The Pope has now weighed in on it. This is about that baby Charlie. Have you heard about this? The caller has some interesting points on it. Go ahead. And this is something I think she's
going to weigh in on, the Charlie Guard situation. And, what it is that, the UK, it has the socialism medicine, the Bernie Sanders kind, and the kind where Obamacare is headed. Not only can they not take this child to, out of the country to another hospital, they cannot take the child home. Okay, so that's number one. The child turned 11 months yesterday. He was born August 4th of last year, so he's 11 months. And the Pope has reached out saying they could provide medical care. Trump reached out on Twitter, and also, one of Trump's attorneys, Jay Sekulow, he has actually reached out with phone calls, and he has a law firm in France that is in touch with them. And
I guess your point is that this issue needs more attention, and you've done a nice job of chronicling who is engaged and the situation itself. I haven't done much other than read about this and hear a story here or there, and I'm aghast. In a nutshell, you have a little baby in a hospital in England that, because of socialized medicine, I guess, and their rules, this baby, who they have said, sorry, it's just going to have to die. You can't do anything. The parents say, okay, tell you what, we're going to take the baby, we're going to go to America, and we're going to pay on our own for some specialized care. And say, you can't do that. You can't do that. Now have not allowed the parents to make the decisions for their own child just about makes you silly thinking how awful that is. So, there's another one. Deserves some attention. Good call. Thank you very much. We found out the information about what's happening in Bowman tomorrow. And to the caller's suggestion, we're not going to be able to get there ourselves, although I'm all for doing this in the future. What's most important is that you go, okay, and use this as an opportunity to ask Senator Heitkamp anything. Many times you read in your local paper, in this case it was Bowman, this listener read something and said, you know, town hall about they're evidently doing a discussion on drought conditions. And good for her. I'm glad she's doing that. It's important. This is one of the reasons we'd like her to, on the radio to talk to more people. And what's disappointing to me is that rather than go on a program where you could talk to, like Congressman Kramer does, where you could talk to a large audience every single week and let them ask anything, you sort of cherry-pick where you're going to go. Now, you can say, I was there, and I was there. I love Bowman. I'm not against her going to Bowman. She ought to go to Bowman. You know, these folks ought to go everywhere. Look at Doug Burgum. He's governor today because he said, I'll go to, you know, all these towns. Congressman Kevin Kramer is a member of Congress today because during his campaign, he said, if I'm elected, I'll go to every county once a year, right? So I'm not against the small towns. I love the small towns. They're the engine of North Dakota. But I'm saying they're being used politically by Senator Heitkamp here. Because rather than Bismarck, she goes to Bowman so she can say, no, we did a town hall. Well, there's one way to get around that. When you go and you ask what you want to ask. Now, they're dealing with a drought at the Bowman livestock auction. And that's great. Go there, engage on that. This is a very important topic, one we have planned to ask Congressman Kramer about. We've talked to others as well. I want to be part of a solution here. So if you have a solution, or if you're simply got a situation that's unbearable right now, call, email, text, let us know. Because when we know, then it's much more likely we get some action for you. But here's the timeline on Bowman tomorrow. Senator Heitkamp will be at the Bowman Livestock Auction from 11 until 12:45 Mountain. Okay? 11 to 12:45 Mountain. If you're anywhere around Bowman and you're waiting for answers to Senator Heitkamp, go there. And my advice to you would be, if there's a particular topic they're discussing, in this case, it's the drought, go to ask your drought questions, participate in that, but don't be afraid to ask other questions. Just be respectful of the fact that, you know, there are going to be people there, in this case, Senator Heitkamp and folks from the NDSU Extension Program and FSA Program Director Brad Olson is going to be there, and some area ranchers that are there to talk about drought. Let them talk about drought. Talk about drought yourself. Contribute to this. And then before, after, and during, ask whatever you want to ask. And it's truly a town hall. All right. Let's see here. Other texters. Go ahead and have some more of the calls that came in during the break. Let's get those in before I go to the text. Roll the next one, Todd.
Coming a nonstop campaign ad. I'm really getting tired of it, listening to it. The other thing is, I don't care who it is, Holvin, Heitkamp, Kramer, we need an answer on CRP for hay today. I'm haying right now, getting a half a bale an acre. This is what we're going to get through the winter with. We need a message now. Thank you.
All right, well, we'd already planned to do that, sir, just so you know. As to your criticism of being sick and tired of the program, one of the ways you get your answers is if we get Senator Heitkamp to come on this program and address these things, just like Senator Hovind does, just like Congressman Kramer does, whether it's about your particular hang situation or anything. So you want to be a cheerleader for us in trying to get this done. Now, Manny, or Rev, rather, I could have you go back and look, but if we look at open phone topics, for instance, things that have come up on the program over, I don't know, the last 3 months, I bet you're probably going to find three or four occasions where we spent any time at all talking about Senator Heitkamp. You know, maybe a comment here or there, but not much.
Not much, but we've tried to reach out to her.
Over and over and over again.
Absolutely. Even this week.
Yeah, and a lot of that happens off the air. But, you know, this caller, and I want to be sensitive to criticism, is saying, hey, you know, knock it off. It's a nonstop campaign. I don't think that's accurate. Anybody else think it is? Tell me. But I don't think it is. Okay, let's see what other texts we have here. My gosh, we had a bunch of them. When will Todd the Radio God do a rain dance in his high heels to help the drought situation? See, now that's what I like about our listeners. We get solutions. We get solutions. So, Todd, get out the stilettos, or the skelettos, as that caller called them earlier, and plan to do a little rain dance there. We got to do something. We got to do something here, so we're here to help. We're here to help. Daryl North of Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I just thought I'd help you rate Senator Heitkamp.
Okay.
My rating on the 10, 1 through 10 series is she's sitting in a lawn chair in the basement. She hasn't done anything that I can see that's really helpful to the North Dakota. She went up there under all kinds of promises, didn't do any of them. She promised the Indians up around, I shouldn't have said it that way, just ask the people up around Dunseas and Belcourt what they think right now, because they had a very cold winter and they were supposed to have all kinds of money to renovate and improve heating and everything for their schools, and that didn't happen. So I can only rate her in the basement. I don't see any good coming out of that person.
Subpar. Would you like her to be more accessible to you, Daryl? I mean, you think that would help improve her performance a little bit, or maybe take a question or two in you know, on this program or in other town halls in larger facilities well in advance? I mean, I think on healthcare there has to be one very soon. She's obviously wanting to use this issue but not talk to she's just talking to people that agree with her. You're not going to accomplish anything that way.
Well, it upsets me concerning the fact that I've tried to email her numerous times ever since she got elected. I try to talk to the congressmen and senators once a month or so, and she will not answer anything you send on email. You leave a phone message, and about 2 months later, you'll get a standard form letter, glad you called. She is not accessible. She's not doing her job concerning the people.
Daryl, appreciate the call. Thanks for answering the question. Tell us what's on your mind today. 800-228-0550. Are you guys going to talk about CNN going after the Reddit user who made that Trump versus CNN wrestling gif? I don't know if you heard about this, but remember the tweet over the weekend that caused a big stir from Donald Trump was this little, you know, depiction of the Donald Trump taking on the CNN person, right? What do you call that? I guess it's a GIF. And was that from WWE or something, Todd?
I don't know.
I think it was. Anyway, evidently it was created by some 15-year-old youngster. And CNN basically berated him and said, if you don't apologize, we're going to put your name out there. Some 15-year-old kid who did it. So they initially were going after Trump, but then they went after a 15-year-old who created it. Give me a break. That's about all I know about it. Tell me what else I should know. Peter in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good, just driving through beautiful North Dakota here, enjoying some, turning a little green after some of the rain here and there. So
nothing.
Nice to see. Hey, I just wanted to get your thoughts on something that kind of, you know, it kind of bums me out. Okay, so obviously we know that CNN, NBC, all that crazy leftist, you know, I mean, we're talking about a gift that a 15-year-old made, like it's an assault on the media. Like, come on, ridiculous, right? But the thing that kind of bums me out a little bit is some of the media bias that we see on our side. Stuff where, I guess I like to say, if Obama said it, you know, we've got... You know,
say that. I missed that. I missed what you said. If Obama what?
Oh, if Obama said it. You know, like,
oh, if Obama said
after,
it.
You know, calling reporters' names, whatever. I mean, I'm glad.
Hang on one sec, Peter. Just hold that thought, yeah, if you would. We'll continue after a short break here. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
USA.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Summertime is here. That means a trip to hot spring spas and pool tables, too, will make every day better for you. Vince Webker's with us. And, Vince, these splash pools are hot right now. Tell us about them.
Yeah, we've been carrying them, Scott, since 1997. They first came to the United States from Italy in 86, where they're produced in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's the world's only above-ground pool that's used commercially all over the world. They're that good. The great thing for you, the homeowner, is it will last forever. It's easy to set up because it's easy to set up. If you ever move, you can take it with you. You can sell it, so it turns into an excellent resale value, and almost every single person who's bought a splash pool over the last 20 years absolutely says it's the best thing we've ever done.
That sounds like the ticket, folks. And I tell you what, summer will be better. Every day will be better with a splash pool from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Find them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, and Minot, too. Or find them online at hotspringnd.com. That's hotspringnd.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever had. You were in that perfect kind of sleep and you woke up and you didn't even want the dream to end. You just go, how do I turn that back on? How do I go back into that low? That's what you get with MyPillow. You get that kind of just, oh, I love this sleep. Lay your head on the pillow first and feel so darn good and go into that deep, they call it REM sleep. That's where your body rejuvenates and it's the health. The most important thing to your health is sleep. And if you're restless and tossing and turning, you're not getting a good sleep. That's not good. Not good at all. So the most important thing to your sleep is your pillow. And that's why Todd and I swear by, not swear at, swear by our pillows. That's how much we love them. They're that good. And we want you to have it as well. Or maybe a mattress, or maybe a pillow you can take along with you, maybe a pet pillow, all kinds of great products. My personal favorite I've been talking a lot about lately is the all-purpose cushions. They're soft, but they're durable. They're a seat cushion, keep you comfortable in all kinds of settings. I mean, bleachers and wheelchairs and scooters and boating and fishing, camping, hunting vehicles.
You think they're good in your head? Just imagine what they're going to be in your butt.
On your fanny. Yeah, exactly right.
Well,
800. What's the number, Todd? You know the number. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
I do it on mine because
or 800.
It's easier.
It is easier. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or 800-506-9028.
I should have that memorized by now.
Peter in Bismarck was giving us a theory that there was bias both ways. So another example, Peter, would be what?
Yeah, I just figure, like, and, you know, we blow up, obviously, like, the thing where Trump is tweeting it, Mika and Joe Scarborough, et cetera, blown way out of proportion, like, not a war on women, just like a kind of an immature tweet. Like, can we just treat that? I would just like to see us treat that like it is, like, yeah, you know, kind of a silly thing to say. Okay, now let's move on and talk about, like, stuff that matters. Because if Obama had something had done something like that, I mean, rightly so, you know, we would be pitchforks and torches out there. And, you know, I don't want us to spend all our time focusing on these little squirrel moments. You know what I mean? Is that right or wrong? What are your thoughts on it?
No, I don't disagree with you. I think that we're, you know, here's what's going on. There's a grudge match between the media and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is very good at engaging his opponents. So if he gets hit, he hits back 10 times harder. That's his MO. That's what he does. Okay? He did it as a candidate for president. He's doing it as president. To me, I'm kind of bored with it. I mean, I just know he's going to do it, and that's fine. But I'm much more interested, for instance, that his first trip to Europe, where's he going, Peter? Where's his first stop?
Right, yeah, for sure.
It's Poland.
It's
Poland. It's a punch in the nose to Vladimir Putin. The media is all consumed with Russia, but they're so screwed up, messed up, incompetent that, you know, they're the ones that don't do the substantive reporting. They're the ones following the shiny object. So I think it's up to us to just sort of ignore all that as considerate noise and actually dig into the things that matter. And Donald Trump going to Europe and not following the usual rules is pretty cool. And also, he's punching Putin in the nose, which I would think the media would get. But I appreciate your insight and analysis, Peter. Thank you very much. Bob at Bismarck, you are next on What's on Your Mind.
Scott, I don't. Far be it for this show to be criticized. I'm a conservative, but there was a very nice lady a few minutes ago that was trying to explain this Charlie Gard story, which is being buried in the media, by the way.
Yeah.
And I thought you rudely chopped her off at the knees and then cut her off not to even say goodbye. She was doing a great job of laying out this story, and I was absorbing it. Then you decided to chop it off and give a summary of what she said. I thought it was rude. And I
a couple things, Bob, that I just want to share. She was a caller that called in on the off-air line and left a message. So it wasn't a conversation where I was cutting her off.
Excuse me for doing that, then. Yeah, I didn't quite hear it that way.
Right. And, second of all, I played about 45 seconds of that call, and you need to know we have a two-hour program. So if I don't manage...
Oh, I know. Mike Lindell gets more time on this show than anybody else. My pillows are important. And making fun of a drought with stiletto heels, I don't think it's funny. If you're a farmer, I don't think dancing around in stiletto heels is that funny. Okay? I have a sense...
Bob, did somebody put something in your cornflakes today to cause you to be this cranky? Or?
How you do it. That's how you do it, Scott.
Well, no, I'm asking.
I
I'm just
walking.
To be sort of rapid fire, and you've been long on a few things that I've corrected you on, and you've gotten that right. But let me just tell you about. I need to push back on making fun of a drought because I'm not going to allow you, as much as I value your opinion and comment, agreeing or disagreeing. I'm not going to allow you to define what happened and have somebody not having heard that and then say, whoa, what? A texter, a listener, texted in a suggestion that Todd put on his stilettos, which he used in a charity race yesterday, the stiletto race, the Bizman stiletto race, and do a little rain dance. The text said, quote, drought situation. How about having Todd the Radio God do a rain dance in his high heels? I'm not sure any farmer, rancher, and or North Dakotan out there would mind or see that as somehow disrespectful to their situation. Quite the contrary. We're fighting for them here. Have a nice day, Bob. Have a nice day. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.